This one here is one that I discovered, and I am raising a shot to this girl because we bag on chicks a lot here on Thought Thursday, but this one right here, this is a badass little girl, and I hope she grows up to be a badass woman.
This is a straight-up golf clap.
Let's hear it for the kidnapped Alabama girl who chewed out of her restraints and led cops back to her kidnapper and the decomposing bodies in his home. Wow. Police got a call Monday morning from a driver about a 12-year-old girl walking alone along County Road 34 in Dadeville. Tallapoosa County Sheriff Jimmy Abbott said Tuesday at a news conference the girl had been restrained to bedposts for about a week. She had chewed off her restraints, breaking her braces, and the wrists show marks consistent with restraint. She was given alcohol and beaten about the head and shoulders to stay complacent, and obviously that didn't work for very long.
No. I mean, first of all, when you're 12 years old, you have, like, bionic organs. So.
And her kidnapper. And a man now facing 3 counts of capital murder and 2 counts abuse of a corpse.
No, his name is Jose
Paulino Pascual Reyes, 37. Wow.
What does that sound like? Huh.
Hmm.
That sounds like a name people get south of the border.
Oh, no, he's a wasp.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That must be it. Yeah, I gotcha.
White Anglo-Saxon Protestant pop. Only those evil whiteys do these sorts of things.
Yeah.
It must be white supreme pizza.
Must be.
Yeah, and if he's not, then he must be internalizing his white supreme pizza.
I'll read the actual charges.
I did. 3 counts of capital murder, 2 counts of abuse of a corpse. His initial arrest was for first-degree kidnapping, and that was by U.S. Marshals and police.
I'm telling you right now, they're going to have to keep that guy in isolation for the rest of his life. Because if he goes gen pop, they're going to kill his ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, chomo, corpse fucker, child kidnapper.
He's
got every strike against him.
Yeah, and he's got every strike against him, and now the bullseye is on his ass.
Yeah, and being the brown face of white supreme pizza, that's not going to help. Thank you, Shark Dentures, for that. That's beautiful.
What did he say?
He said he called him the brown face of white supreme pizza. That's when you leave it in the oven a little bit too long. You know, you get a crisp up the cheese.
The brown face of white supreme pizza. I love it.
Well, that's what they called Larry Elder when he was running for governor out in Cuckafornistan. They called him the black face of white supreme pizza.
Yeah, and that whole thing is fucked up out there, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, well, you find out who the real istophobics are when the chips are down and politics enters the equation with the wrong skin color.
Mm-hmm.
Then we see what's what. But this is for that little girl. God bless you and Godspeed.
Look, I'm sorry you had to go through that, but I'm glad at least one of you escaped the missing wall in the post office.
Amen.
I mean,
outstanding.
Like in my novel, the protagonist hunts motherfuckers that does shit like this.
Well, hell yeah.
Psychically.
Why do you think Dexter was such a hit show?
I know, but he's worse than Dexter.
You mean worse as in better or worse as in worse?
In both ways.
Gotcha.
Like, quite literally, like, you know, Dexter, the thing that lost me with Dexter is how, because he somehow was able to, like, figure these people out by talking to them, and that's it. And then he hunted them and killed them. My guy literally finds objects, reads them, gets images of the dude, finds the corpses, fucking, like, literally goes through all of the steps. Well, using his powers.
It was a little more in-depth on Dexter than that because he was a forensic scientist.
Yeah,
so
I know.
It was about finding evidence that had escaped through the cracks of bureaucracy.
Yeah. And
which I'm sure there's a lot of people out there who can identify with such things. There's a lot of people out there who should be in jail who aren't, and there's a lot of people who are in jail who shouldn't be.
Oh, there's a lot of people who are in the system who are there who should not be. And my heart goes out to those people who are selling marijuana.
Yeah, those people in jail for life for weed.
For weed.
Give me a break. And that's the only bit of sympathy that I can possibly muster for Brittany Griner, is no one deserves to be in the gulag for 9 years for weed.
In this country.
Anywhere. Give them a slap on the wrist and send them on their way. If you're at war, you got bigger fucking problems. But I think it's because the United States tried to turn Drew into a fucking pariah, they decided to send this as a message.
Well,
a message received.
Well, to be honest, we don't really know. Maybe some of that will come out in the next months and years after the fact.
Yeah.
But quite literally, like, this woman, her life is fucked.
Yep.
And this is a shining example of why this country is the best country on the fucking planet. At least it was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
It's spiraling down here because we have a lot of stupid, lazy victims out there, and they're pointing their fingers at everyone. It's everyone else's fault that they can't succeed.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the system's fault. The system is systemically istophobic, so we have to, you know, we have to overhaul it by giving it more power without making sure that those overhauls are in place, right?
Correct. They have no
make
idea
the
what
bureaucracy
the fuck
bigger. That'll lead to more freedom. Actually, it leads to authoritarianism. Fact and not opinion.
Yeah, and listen, usually that winds up devolving into a two-way rifle range.
Yeah. Oh, and I was going to let you know, in the chat, somebody was like, Pop's writing a Dexter novel? Actually, he's written two. He's currently finishing up the third. If you go on Amazon, you look up The Jericho Files by Terrence Pop, you're going to find both books. Give them a read.
Yeah.
Do it now.
If you go to Amazon to search my name, Terrence Pop, my books will show up.
Yep, there's three books on there, right? Just the
right
three.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, Warriors Way and the Soldier's Soul, Jericho Files 1 and 2.
Yeah, and I have rewritten Warrior's Way. It needs to be edited, reformatted for print on demand. And I might pull it off of Amazon and put it somewhere else. I don't know.
Yes. So if you guys want to check it out, I'll show you what the listing looks like. This was published in early 2020. There you go. Killer of Killers, book one of the Jericho Files. Currently available paperback for $15. So check it out. Don't want to search for it on Amazon, you go to redonkulous.com. There's links on the books page.
Yeah, Darren's daughter is doing the first pass.
Yeah, Darren's your buddy that passed away, for people who don't know.
Yeah, I am. I'm my buddy who passed away, his only daughter is doing the first pass editing.
Yeah.
So she's read the first two books. And I talked to her like 2 days ago. She goes, yeah, your books, they're pretty fucking good. Now I know how to do stuff like stalk people and make bombs and set up ambushes and how to cover up a fucking crime.
Which makes it sound like the Anarchist Cookbook.
I mean, there's, and like in the second book, he quite literally sits at a diner and times the cop cars when they come by.
Nice.
So he knows they're on, because, you know, usually police departments patrol in sectors.
Yeah.
So he knows in this sector, they come by every so often. So then he goes off and does some nefarious shit.
You gotta know what's what.
And, you know, it is.
I like it.
Watch Gruntspeak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporter Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.